What's up, people? This is Adam Maxwell, and you're listening to the Guns, Oil, and Dirt podcast. Now get ready. It's showtime.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Guns, Oil, and Dirt podcast. It is December 31st, 2023, and this is our, like, year-end wrap-up episode.
Yep. I hope everyone had a great Christmas.
Yep.
And got what they wanted.
Yeah.
And also, for the listeners who are Jewish, you had a great Hanukkah as well this year.
Did you really just say that?
Yes, because people don't always celebrate Christmas. So, we have people who also celebrate Hanukkah as well. So, everyone's included. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a weird day anyways today. It's 1-2-3, 1-2-3.
Yep, it's, yeah, the dates line up as 1-2-3, 1-2-3, when you write it down.
No yawning.
Yeah, I'm tired as shit. I've been up since 1 a.m. I'm always awake. I never get to sleep anymore. It's terrible. But, yeah, so just a little bit of a recap. Last year we did a year-end show where we talked about things like goals and stuff we wanted to do for the upcoming year. And so this year, I kind of wanted to go over some of the goals we had from last year. And we had a bunch of them. My goals were I wanted to shoot more matches. I did not. Or I should say we're going to go over our goals and see how we did this year. One of my goals was to shoot more matches, and I did not. I did not shoot any 3-gun or 2-gun matches this year. I did not shoot any IDPA matches, and I did not shoot any USPSA matches. I did shoot the Holman match in April, which was my first time going to Holman. Abe and I went up to Holman, and that was a good match. I enjoyed it. I would change how we did it if we went again this year, but I am planning to go this year, so hopefully everything there works out. We did say we were going to do more podcasts. We did not do that at all. There was like a 6-month gap in there where we did no podcasts, but we'll talk about why that happened and what, you know, why things are the way they are. We've been busy. I've been really busy. Things are happening around here. So we did not do more shows. I never did go down to that place and get swag made up. I have t-shirts on hold right now because I don't have any money, and I have the place that's going to print the t-shirts, but I just haven't ordered them and haven't gotten them printed because, again, that's another thing that costs a lot of money. I am going to probably get like bumper stickers or decals made up, just like little ones that you can put on the back window of your car, again from the same place, and that's going to be also pretty expensive, but it will end up getting done. I did find a place where I'm going to start putting more business cards for the podcast, so that'll be fun too. And then I did make up a couple more shooting videos, but I didn't do any other kind of videos yet, so we'll work on that this year. Actually, I got some videos that I wanted to make about some of the things we're going to get into. And then I didn't go to tactical games because my ankle is still bothering me. All right. And I didn't go to tactical games. I think I already said that. Did pay off the credit card. I was just talking about that I needed to pay off the credit card. We did pay off the credit card. Or I paid off my credit card. And then I put a bunch of money back on it. So it doesn't like really count. But it's not as much as was on it. I did pay it off completely, and then end up putting more money back on it. But that's just how life is sometimes. I did pay off one of my student loans. I have one more to go. It's
stupid how they do it though, because they like break it.
Yeah, they break down. It up. Yeah. Yeah. So I only got a couple like, I don't know, it's like $3,000 worth of student loans left. And it's only the last one, so we'll see how that goes. I'll probably try and pay that off early this year. We did get the furnace paid off.
We did.
And then the air conditioner broke.
And then we had that crazy electricity thing.
Yeah. But then the AC broke.
Yeah.
And then we paid off the AC already.
Yeah. And we paid off the electrical thing too.
Yeah. But that's something we're going to get to in a minute. All right. So we did that. So that was paid off. So in the episode last year, I just listened to it before we started this one. I did say something about getting rid of the gold Jeep.
Oh.
Right? I said, like, a really big goal of mine was to get the parts that I wanted off the gold Jeep and get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So we did do that this year. And to accomplish that, I did end up buying a trailer.
And a new Jeep.
Hold on. You can't jump ahead. Well, you ruined the surprise now. But, so I ended up buying a trailer that I was able to put the gold Jeep on, take the parts off, and then get the gold Jeep to the scrapyard. And then I actually got an opportunity to buy a newer Jeep, a nicer Jeep. So I ended up getting rid of my blue Jeep, and the parts for it that I took off went with the blue Jeep. And I got a Wrangler. So I had two Jeep Liberties, and the one Jeep Liberty I was planning on using it kind of as like a camping overland vehicle that I could take to matches and, you know, have something that I enjoy driving. And then I ended up getting an opportunity where I bought a 2007 Wrangler with kind of low miles. And so I ended up buying that instead. So now I do have that. It was one of the goals I've had since I was very young, was to have a Jeep Wrangler. And it's a four-door Wrangler. If you listen to the previous episodes, I did talk about it. And so we have that now, and now that is another project that I'm working on where it does run and drive. It has everything it needs. It just needs a little bit of refinement, obviously, because it's a Jeep. It needs, like, steering knuckles and ball joints and stuff like that done. It probably needs fluids almost all the way around. It definitely needs the brakes done in the rear. The brakes were done in the front, but the brakes in the rear aren't great. And also the parking brake does not work, and it's a manual transmission. And if you're going to do any wheeling in a manual transmission or literally take it anywhere, I'm definitely going to need that parking brake. So that's a project that I'll get to working on. It needs some skid plates underneath, and it also needs the gas tank skid plate replaced. And once I do all that stuff, it's pretty much primed and ready to go. It's just a few things like that to work on. And hopefully we'll get to that this year. And we'll talk about some of that stuff later on the goals for this year. And I'm trying to read here if I had anything else that I wrote down. I never got any ankle surgery or anything done. My ankle still sucks. I am talking to the doctor and going to physical therapy. So we're hoping for the best here, but yeah, it's still, my ankle is basically, destroyed. So, but we'll get through it. And then, last year on the podcast, Megan talked about wanting to drink more water. Did you do that?
Nah. No, probably not.
All right. You wanted to stretch more.
That was also about the same.
Okay. You never built a bug out bag.
I don't think that was my goal.
We talked about it.
Oh, okay.
On last year's.
I feel like that was your goal for me to have a goal.
But it's a goal for you.
Yes.
All right. And then I did go upstairs and look at the goals you wrote down off the air. And you did get, you got two new pairs of glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have your two pairs of glasses, because that was the thing. I told you to have a backup pair of glasses.
Yep.
And then we did paint some stuff. We painted the kitchen that you wanted painted.
Yes.
And you painted the bedroom.
Yes.
You didn't paint the hallway that you wanted to do.
No, that's going to be quite a project, but
yeah,
maybe this year we can get it done. I just want to like update the white, like repaint where it's dirty on the walls.
Yeah.
Repaint the white. And then we have like kind of like a wood type of trimming that goes up our stairs on the bottom, but it's like painted. I don't think it's even wood. I don't even know what it is.
It's wood.
Oh, but it's like painted this brown and it keeps pairing off. I kind of want to do that probably black on the side and get that up and then something like that. Just update it, make it fresher.
Okay.
Because I think it would look just cleaner if we could do that.
Yeah, I don't know how black's going to look in the hallway, but we'll see what happens with that. But it is goals to have. And other than that, I don't think too much. We didn't save any more money for the renovating the kitchen. We didn't do kitchen floors this year. We didn't do your bathroom.
Nope.
I got into a bunch of projects that were off the list because I was working on the fire pit again. And then I started working on the walkway next to our house.
Yeah.
That's not done yet.
Yep.
And now I'm doing a transfer, basically digging up all this rock and moving it around so that we have, there's like field stone laying around. And I'm trying to gather up all the field stone and then get rid of all the old broken bricks and pavers. So make the fireplace surround out of just all the stone, the natural stone, and then get rid of all the pavers and junk that were kind of just used as filler.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a project for another day, but that was something I've been working on this year. I'm trying to think of something else that I worked on this year. I don't know, off the top of my head. But then there's, like I said, big changes that happened this year.
Yeah.
So those were goals and stuff we got into last year. But big changes this year, things that happened that weren't on the list of things to do is, one was I ended up getting a new job.
Yes.
That was the first big thing that happened last mm-hmm. year. I left my job and took a different job, doing something completely different. And, I shouldn't say completely different. I still work in the energy sector, but it's not, you know, the same stuff anymore. I'm no longer building wind turbines for a living, but I still work in the energy world. So that's one thing. I talked about it. I bought the new trailer, which was not on the list, but it sure makes life easier for me. And also, at the same time, it creates a few more projects. So new project with that is that I got to get a winch put on the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily enough, I did get a winch already. And so all I got to do is kind of mount it and wire it up and we'll be in good shape. And then like I was talking about before, I got the new Jeep project and I got a podcast episode coming up where I'm going to talk about just the Jeep and the Jeep stuff that I want to do, but I do want to make those repairs that I talked about earlier on it. And then a few modifications, things like, you know, headlights, winch, et cetera on that. And then, that thing will be ready to go for, you know, road trips and, things like that. And then we had some issues with the house, but I think you're going to want to talk about the one new thing that we got that you love more than anything.
Oh, yeah. We added a new family member to our household.
Yeah.
A little kitten, Lilo. We added her. She's a black kitten. We got her when she was 5 months old in around May. And she just celebrated her first birthday on Christmas Eve, because that's what they said was approximately her birthday when we got her. And she's a great addition to the household. She keeps us busy on our toes. She's playful. She's lovable. And Charlie tolerates her just like any other sibling would. So, yeah.
Yeah. That was your big thing. You got your kitten.
Yeah, she wasn't even like really planned.
That was not
gonna happen.
No, you looked at me one day and you were like, "We should go and look at kittens." And I was like, "I know where the Humane Society is. I'll drive."
Yep.
So that was very simply done because we'd been talking about getting another one for a while, and we don't have kids, and these are like our kids. So that's why I have the podcast, because we don't have children, and I got to leave my life story to somebody. So I made a podcast.
Exciting.
My life is so exciting. It's different than most people's because, not much has changed on the firefighting front right this last year. Didn't even go to that many fires. There wasn't a lot of real crazy stuff that happened for us.
No.
No tornadoes, no major catastrophes, no floods, just like personal catastrophes with house problems.
I would say it just was like your normal year.
I don't even think it was a normal year. I bet you we see less storms this year than ever before. We did have a power outage day due to storms.
We had one this year. Yeah. We did have an actual bad storm. That was way back in February or March it was. We had that ice storm that was really bad and knocked the power out for a day or two.
Yeah, but that one wasn't even, like I said, that wasn't that bad. That's a typical.
No, that was pretty bad because they had all the linemen having to come out and everything because the poles and stuff was all ice.
Yeah, but I mean.
So I would say that was a pretty bad storm. That wasn't a.
I would call that a normal, once a year, we get an ice storm that knocks all the power lines
out. Not like that. Yeah. No, that was a pretty bad one.
Okay, she'll call it bad. I call it normal. Because I don't think we really had to do much as far as the firefighting goes. I didn't get 1,000 calls. I was out maybe once or twice that night, but not really.
Well, there wasn't much that you guys could do, even.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying it wasn't that bad. It's not like, you know, hundreds of people were getting hurt and dying where we had to be out all night, you know. So, like I said, this year didn't have that many crazy catastrophes go on. We did have, like I said, personal apocalypses. So, like, we had the gas leak in the house that I had to get fixed. And then we had the electrical short where we lost the meter socket and had to have the whole electrical meter socket and drop to the house replaced.
Yep.
So, there was that as far as things that went negative. Positive thing, I bought a new gas chainsaw, which is kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Because of, let's see, what was it? So if people who listen to the show know, I do a lot of the yard work, and we drop our own trees, which I always talk about is like one of those things that, everybody should really know how to do. Is to fell a tree and then split it the way you're supposed to. And so I had not had a gas chainsaw. I was running a corded electric chainsaw for a long time because of my experience with them. I really like corded electric chainsaws for what I would call like everyday chainsaw use. So when you're really close to a building and you can just use it over and over again, you know, you don't have to pull start them. You don't have to worry about mixing fuel, stuff like that. You just plug and go. And I used one in the past when I worked on a tree farm when we had to cut the ends off of every tree that we sold. So I used the chainsaw like 200 times a day. And it was really nice. But I didn't have anything I wouldn't call heavy duty. But I didn't have anything really for if the power's out, if we're, you know, in a situation where a big storm came through, the power's knocked out, I got to clear trees from the road or whatever away from the house. So I did end up getting a steel 14-inch chainsaw, which I think was a good idea. I got a good deal on it. It was like 40% off Got it for like $120. So it was a really good deal. And I did end up getting to use it about 2 months ago. Got a whatever, asked by a friend of the family. He had had shoulder surgeries, and his entire house is powered by or heated by wood. And he needed some help, needed some people to come over. So myself and a bunch of the guys from the fire department, when I say a bunch, I mean a bunch. There was like 25 of us, all came over to his house with chainsaws. Not personally, I didn't know how much wood we were going to split and cut and split that day. But we cut and split over 70 cords of wood in one day and, you know, moved them all and stacked it. Because he had had a couple landscaping companies just keep dropping whatever they cut down in front of his house. So he had a lot of work that needed to be done. So we actually got that all taken care of. And then I bet you it wasn't even a couple of weeks after that. I think it was after. Might have been before. But I had to go up north and drop and cut 7 or 8 trees for my father to clear room for they want to put in a new garage foundation. So a lot of work being done, a lot of saw work, a lot of axe work this year. I wouldn't say it's any more than usual, though, but definitely dropped a lot of trees.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that is about all of the recap. So now we're getting into what are the plans for next year?
What are they?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Why are you asking me?
Well, what are your plans for next year? What are your, we call them goals, not resolutions. Are you going to try and drink more water?
Probably not.
You going to try and stretch?
Probably not. I think I'm just trying to save money more. Like, spend less on things that I really don't need?
Yeah.
As much, like, I kind of wrote down a list of what not to spend money on. So I'm going to try to accomplish that goal of not spending the money on it. Like, not buying home decor, not buying, like, candles, not buying new clothes, you know. Just, like, having to buy, if I kind of need to buy them, like, it's a necessity thing. It's not, like, I'm just buying it for a happiness type of thing.
You're not just buying it because you can buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to, like, because I, like, needed it for something. Because I do have enough, I said, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Or unless, like, I ask for it, like, as a gift. If I ask for it as a gift, it doesn't count. Because gifts are supposed to make you happy and what you want. So I'm going to try and do that more because I think if I do that more and put my money towards more of a savings, I'll get what I want out of the savings. Like, I want to go on more vacations and not necessarily vacations with you. I want to do vacations with friends and stuff like that as well, to build on my memories and time that I spend with people as well, like make my relationships a little bit better. So I think if I save my money that way as well, it will help on that type of goal as well. And I want to, yeah. And like also saving the money will help me towards the goals of wanting to remodel as well.
Yeah. So you want to, we still want to remodel the kitchen or at least put new floors in, right? And countertops?
New floors and countertops are the goal.
Okay. I'm starting to build towards this other goal that I want. I think it's time for a new washer and dryer.
Eventually, yeah.
Maybe not dryer, but the washer's not, it's not cleaning. Right. Like, my work stuff doesn't come out that great. So, yeah. Like, a new washer would be sweet.
Yes.
Yeah,
so update those appliances would be nice.
Yeah, we bought a new fridge. Our stove seems to work okay for now. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually okay with the stove and the microwave as long as they just work. I know we wanted to get a new microwave just because ours is small, but I don't think that's like a need thing. It's kind of like it's fine for now.
Yep.
The washing machine would be nice. Because I think that's the next one. We've already had to replace our dryer.
One goal that we should talk about and probably do too, like when we talk about updates and appliances and whatnot.
Yeah.
We should add as the appliance or make it seem to us like as a needed appliance that we need is to update our garage door.
Oh, yeah. You want the garage door. I was actually just talking about that with Brian. So Brian's brother installs garage doors.
Oh.
And he told me, he's like, yeah, I could give you my brother's number. We were literally just talking about that.
Yeah.
And you want to update the big door.
Yeah, I think we really do need it updated because there's at times where it gets stuck. And yeah. Then I think it's going to fall off and just, I don't know. I always think that's going to fall off and like break something.
Yeah, it could.
But... And then there's times where the remote doesn't want to work. And I think it's because it's cold out or something like that. But I think that is something that we need to definitely invest in, considering that we use the garage all year long. We probably
should. Caveat to that is you. You use the garage all year long.
Whose fancy truck is in there?
Yeah, but I don't go in and out. It just hides in the garage.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. But yeah, definitely the garage door could be on the list. Things to get done. If you want to, that's actually not that expensive. We can kind of get that done pretty easily.
Yeah.
I would like to change the springs out. I think it would make me feel better if they were coiled instead of the springs that we have in there.
I like to do that. I kind of like to also like more focus on our garden maybe better this year than we did last year.
Yeah.
Maybe give it a little bit more attention.
Yeah, I'm with you on the garden. So I wanted to, this year, hopefully expand the garden. Maybe put those other two raised beds in. Mm. I definitely want to either buy another chicken coop or build a much bigger one.
Yeah.
Because we're going to have to double down on chickens this year.
Yeah, I don't think Clucky's going to lay this year. But we'll see. I mean, she could surprise us. And
she
just
could lay in spring.
Yeah,
she could lay in spring a little bit. But she hasn't laid in... a few months, so she's.
But the weather's been really weird, and I think she's so confused on that too. Yeah. It really does mess with them.
I know, but that's a thing. So we're gonna look into that. I'm thinking, yeah, like a nice big chicken coop for them would be nice to have. Also, I am gonna probably expand outside of the fence for the garden. How I made that little garden on the side.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably go the full length of the fence with things like corn and pumpkins and stuff like that this year.
Okay.
That way we end up with more pumpkins. I want to get like 50 pumpkins out of the garden. This year we got 5.
Yeah.
Or was it 4 or 5?
Yeah, we got quite a few.
Yeah. So that was pretty good. But I mean, if we can expand that and then I could probably sell a couple pumpkins, give them to the neighbors kind of thing.
Yes.
I did take our neighbor gave us all of his old pumpkins with the seeds still in them, and then I put those in the compost bin and spread the seeds around the garden.
So we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with that, but I also plant seeds in the spring for pumpkin. So there's that. The garden would be nice to do. We're going to get back into, I still got carrots and onions out there, but I'm going to try for more potatoes and more garlic and all this stuff like that. Again this year, maybe less kale. We don't seem to eat kale.
We don't eat it.
And
maybe just a row of it. You should only plant.
Well, that kale that showed up this year was like on its own.
Oh.
But I'm gonna go out there and till it all in and see what kind of comes up with some of that. But hopefully we'll get, you know, some of that stuff. But I'm really hoping to get berries this year.
That would be nice too.
And sunflowers.
Yes.
So last year I planted sunflowers, but none of them grew. This year, hopefully, we can try it again. Plant some sunflowers. See if we can get anything to happen. But there's no promises. But I definitely want to try and get the raspberry bushes going. Doesn't look like they took last year. And I want to put in strawberry bushes. And hopefully they'll take off too.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe some blackberry or blueberry or something. And again, I'm still looking into, I want to get some trees, but I don't know where to put them yet. Some fruit trees. Realistically, just looking at apple, but you know, maybe a pear tree wouldn't be a bad idea.
Right.
So for right now, that's that stuff. See what else for my goals, my personal goals. Like I was talking about, I want to do some stuff with the new Jeep. I'll get to that on a different podcast though, because I go into details about the Jeep project and what I want to build. I definitely want to get into the garage. So last year I did some things that I haven't done in a long time, and I got rid of some stuff. I got rid of a push mower that I've been sitting on for 5 years. Mm-hmm. I got rid of 2 riding mowers that I had in there for a few years.
Yeah.
You know, I got rid of a couple of things here and there just to make some room. And then it made me realize that a lot of that stuff I don't need. And I'm going to start cleaning it out, especially now that other equipment has gotten in there. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, I don't need to sit on 4 riding mowers because I have a riding mower and I have a four-wheeler now. And the four-wheeler can do the work. And, you know, the riding mower obviously can cut the grass. And the four-wheeler can haul things around that I need on the small trailer that we have now that I built 2 years ago. So there's a lot of stuff like that. Actually, yeah, I just finished that one this year. Yep. Started it 2 years ago. I finished it this year. So that one's all ready to go. I did start working on the shop. So picked up some cool stuff at a, what do you want to call it? Like a yard sale, estate sale kind of thing. I got a welding table, a nice, you know, big welding table with some vise on it. And I got a hydraulic bender for flat stock. It's not really, I wouldn't call it like a sheet metal bender. It's only good for about 8-inch wide pieces of sheet metal, but it's pretty nice. And I also ended up getting a nice bandsaw. So got that stuff going. And I would really like to clean up the garage enough to make the shop usable and workable so I can get to doing some projects. Obviously, with the new Jeep and stuff and the things that I want to do, I'd really like to get into making and fabbing some more of my own parts. I want to go to more matches. Like every year I say, I want to go to more matches. And just like you said, I want to take some trips, especially now, like I said, with this new Jeep, maybe we could take a couple road trips, do some off-roading. Like you said, not necessarily that you have to come with me, but I'm going to go off-roading with my friends and we're going to go to some matches. Maybe I'm pretty sure Abe and I are going to try and get Jamie to come to the match in April. And yeah. Jamie said he wants me to come with him in August to go prairie dogging. So that's a maybe.
Yep. And we'll just keep seeing what happens.
Yeah. And we're just going to.
What are you doing?
Huh? What?
You got sidetracked for a second.
Yeah. Kitty's got a stinky booty. But yeah, Charlie came down and he farted right away. So it smells like farts now. But yeah, so got a couple trips like that planned. Hopefully, like I said, I'm gonna do some of the stuff with the podcast and with the YouTube channel and the TikTok. Like I said, I almost didn't touch TikTok all year. I did post a few match videos, obviously, for the YouTube channel. I try and do that as much, you know, anytime we shoot a match, I try and post a match video.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, make sure everybody gets to see, you know, the process of going to these matches. It doesn't have to be that difficult. And I'm going to keep trying to get more people to come out to matches, keep spreading the word. I don't know how much, I guess, time I'm going to have to be, you know, working at my second job and stuff, like I said, with this new job. So we're going to see about how that goes down. But other than that, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape this year. Got some things I'm going to try and do. like I said, if we do some off-roading, I'm definitely going to take off-roading videos. And if we go any cool places, I'll post some videos of doing that stuff.
Yeah.
Other than that, really not much. The only place I went this year is Green Bay, like 4 times.
Yeah. Well, that was work.
Yeah, too. That was for work. But that's the only thing I really did. Didn't really take any trips this year.
No.
Because...
No, because of the situation, the house and the bills and...
And the new job and...
Yep.
All right. Yeah. So, I think that's about it for us on this podcast. Check out the Instagram. I'm going to post when this podcast goes up. And you guys
What? You didn't talk about what was your favorite moments of 2023.
My favorite moments of 2023.
Yes.
Well, we all know what your favorite moment of 2023 was.
Well, you didn't talk about yours. What were your favorite moments this year?
Favorite moments. We hung out with some friends. I like that. We hung out with some of the people from the fire department a little more this year outside of the fire department. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed buying my Jeep. I enjoyed getting the trailer. Those were good moments for me this year. Of course, I like getting the kitten and having the kitten, even though she does not like me. She's not
a fan of you.
She just avoids me most of the time. Let's see, what else happened this year? I really liked going up north with Abe. We went up north twice. This year, mm-hmm. Abe and I together, once in April for the match, and the second time was in October. Yeah, it was October for helping Dad.
Mm-hmm.
And then went and hung out with Jamie one day, went to a match, and that was fun too. So yeah, those are like some of my highlights. My wife didn't murder me for buying a new Jeep. but we had some good times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I know you're fishing, but it's all right.
Fishing?
Yeah.
Fishing for what?
Looking for me to say something special. I had a good Christmas. I will say that. On that 12 items of like my homesteading Christmas, I did get one of the big items off of that list that showed up. So
Santa bought you something nice?
Yeah, I got that Milwaukee M18 cordless, whatever you want to call it, tire inflator, air compressor thing. So
sounds like Santa was really nice to you.
Yeah, it was pretty nice. That showed up, and that's going right in the gear for off-roading stuff. So that's pretty nice. I enjoy that because I have an air compressor in the shop and I have a really small air compressor. Like I said, that's too small to fill up like my truck tires or the Jeep tires, but it's nice to have around for filling like footballs or lawnmower or the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So that other air compressor kind of fills the gap in between. It can pretty much do anything that I need it to in a reasonable amount of time. And not kill all of my batteries, of which I was able to buy a few more batteries. So I'm stocked on batteries for right now.
That was really nice of Santa.
Yeah, that was really nice of Santa.
Santa was watching out for you.
Yeah, Santa as in my wife literally took my list of items from that episode and went and bought one. You know, so.
Hey, I knocked one off the list.
You did, you knocked one off the list.
That's what you always tell me. You say, there's a list by my bed if you don't know what I want. And I always tell you on the podcast what I want.
Yeah. There's an entire Amazon shopping cart full of stuff that can be taken too. There's a million things. But, yeah, there's stuff like that. And I think we do pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, with that being said, I think we're looking forward to next year optimistically. Like I said, I got a new job. You got a job not too long ago. This is your second year at your place.
Mm-hmm.
So it should be a good year for both of us.
Yes, it should be a better year. I mean,
it should be a better year. Last year was hard.
Yeah, it was hard with the house stuff and some personal things too.
Yeah, some personal stuff. Last year was a hard year.
Mm-hmm.
But we should be getting through that, and hopefully next year we're going to be looking forward to having more fun.
Yeah.
As opposed to just, you know, working and
trying to
survive.
Being adults.
Yeah, just being adults and trying to just get by.
No, there were some nice things last year. I mean, I had some good things last year, too, that happened besides the stuff, I mean.
Besides the kitten?
Yeah, I mean, the she's a proud moment for me. And I went to a couple of concerts last year. I got to do that.
Yeah.
I got to be around family more and build my relationships more with certain people in my family that I'm thankful for. And I built some more Legos, which is always a plus for me because then my Lego closet doesn't take over.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to fun things this year as well
that
I have planned. I already have 3 concerts planned ahead, so can't wait for that. Especially Taylor Swift. So
yeah. Woo-hoo! Oh yeah, that's one thing I wanted to do this year. I wanted to, because you said closet. I wanted to put it.
I thought you were going to say meet Taylor Swift.
Meet Taylor Swift.
That's one thing I need to do this year.
No, but I still got to put those shelves in down here.
Oh, yeah. You wanted to remodel your firearms closet.
Yeah. I wanted to do some stuff with that and add some built-in shelves and things like that.
That might be a goal for upstairs, too. Maybe not this year. Maybe the following year. But I would like to redo our master
closet
with better shelving, like wood shelving or some type of shelving. I got to look into that. But if it doesn't happen in the 2024 season, that's going to probably be a project for 2025. Because also between redoing the closet, I really want to rip out our carpet and put new carpet in our bedroom and then throughout the closet.
Yeah, the closet and the bedroom have the same carpet. So yeah.
So that is one thing to do.
Yeah.
Yep. But other than that, we'll see what 2024 brings us. Hopefully it will bring us good stuff, more money. More money does not equal more problems. It equals less problems in the economy that we're in today for me.
Yeah. But yeah, with that being said, really appreciate everybody listening. Really hoping to have more people, you know, check us out on the Instagram and the TikTok. Like I said, I'm hopefully going to add a few more videos as projects get done, and it should be more fun.
Yeah. And tell us what your 2024 goals are.
Get on the Instagram. When I post this episode, go to the Instagram under this episode's posting. And feel free to drop in the comments what you guys are planning on doing this year, or what anybody wants to do out there this year. And, you know, just feel free to contact me, reach out. Instagram Messenger is like my favorite way to talk to people. And yeah, and you can get a hold of me on TikTok. I don't know if how their Messenger works, but you can put comments on the videos there. And like I said, the YouTube channel, check it out, share it with your friends. I know I did share it a couple times this year. I don't share it too much, but hopefully more people are going to get into that too. And as I add more and more fun videos, we'll see what happens. But
My tummy's talking to me. Sorry, guys.
I thought that was something else.
No.
But yeah, so also just check out our affiliates. Check out Remora Holsters for the very best in concealed carry holsters. Please check out Remora Holsters. Tell them I sent you. You might get a little bit of money off. You might not. But just tell them I sent you, and maybe they'll make something happen. And then also Shooter Sports Center at shootersonline.com. Just check out the Shooter Sports Center for any of your firearm needs. Also, Root River Archery at rootriverarchery.com for any of your archery needs. And then also our friend over there at Smoke and Blue Barbecue doing all the catering for the show and all of our events around here. Check them out at smokeandbluebarbecuewisconsin.com because there are other places called Smoke and Blue Barbecue. Look for the one in Wisconsin, Smoke and Blue Barbecue Wisconsin, and check them out. They have an Instagram and they have a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So with that, everybody, have a happy new year.
Be safe.
Yep. Hope to hear from you guys. Hope to hear from everybody out there. Really appreciate the listeners. Like I said, I'm hopefully going to start putting some more time into making new episodes because I got at least 5 or 6 written up that are going to be coming in the next couple of months. Just fun little lists that I came up with, things to talk about. And hopefully it'll be a good year and everybody gets through it all right. So with that being said, happy new year, guys. Be safe out there. Stay alive. We'll chat at you later.
Bye.